May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. On my personal life, and then, of course, this week, we've therefore just looked at a lot, just the mystery of Christ's baptism and the sort of slash thing that's connected to his baptism, which is his experience in the wilderness. And how we identify with that. His baptism is a prototype of ours. Our coming to Christ, as we're placed in Christ, what's true about his baptism is true about us. And that is that in our baptism, just like in Jesus, there's this declaration made over us that we're the beloved, that he's well pleased with us before we've ever done anything for him. And the Holy Spirit comes as the gift of God and rests on us. As proof of God's love for us, our belovedness, and as God's gift as our helper, our supernatural helper to live this life as his beloved. But a devotional I wrote today, I was just really impressed with something I read last night in reading the Mark passage. Because the Mark passage is so short compared to Matthew and Luke, but it's really profound. As if you've been around a while, you've heard me mention the fact that in the Luke passage, it says after his baptism that he was led about by the Spirit. He was led around in the wilderness by the Spirit while he was being tempted by the devil. In other words, the emphasis there is that while he was being tempted by the devil for 40 days, the Holy Spirit was leading him. The Holy Spirit was enabling him, strengthening him. His presence was there with him, accompanying him. But the Matthew passage says that the Holy Spirit led him into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. Much different story. He was led about in the wilderness by the Holy Spirit, but he was led into the wilderness for the distinct purpose, deliberately, to be tested. That came immediately after his baptism. But the Mark passage is even more raw. It uses this word that Deacon Ron read. It says in verse 9 that when he came out of the water, the Holy Spirit came upon him. The Father said, "You're my beloved Son," in verse 11, I'm well pleased with you. But in verse 12, it says, "And immediately the Spirit impelled him to go into the wilderness. And he was in the wilderness for 40 days, being tempted by Satan, and was with the wild beast, and the angels were ministering to him." The Mark story doesn't kind of fill in all the gaps. It just gives the raw, broad details that he was in this wilderness. There were wild beasts. There was 40 days of Satan, and angels were ministering to him. But the word he uses here, "And immediately the Spirit impelled him to go into the wilderness." The Luke passage says he was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. Kind of has this gentle feel to it. The Holy Spirit gingerly led him into the wilderness, eyes wide open, to be tempted by the devil. But the word here in Mark is impelled. It comes from two words, to throw out. It means to hurl, to cast into. You see, I don't think this was a choice that Jesus had. Jesus embraced this because he was surrendered to the will of his Father, but this was a choice made for him. And it wasn't a gentle act by the Holy Spirit at all. It was very non-gentle. It was very deliberate and very violent, in a sense. That here's Jesus comes out of the waters of the Jordan, dripping wet, and the Father says, "You're the beloved." And this dove, this sweet, wonderful dove, comes and rests on him as proof of the love and as God's commitment that he would have this internal and external helper to supernaturally, as the Son of Man, to live out this life he's called to live as the beloved. And in light of being the beloved, the Holy Spirit then throws him into the wilderness. And all the Mark says, and oh, by the way, in the wilderness, he was tempted for 40 days. There were wild beasts, and there was the devil, and angels ministered to him because they needed to. That's kind of more like the story, isn't it? Jesus is our prototype. Now, what happened to Jesus? It says in the Luke passage that when the temptations were over, that he then moved into ministry in the power of the Spirit. And the Spirit was resting on him from the moment of his baptism. But the Spirit was released through him in power as he came out of the wilderness. He came out of the waters of baptism equipped. He came out of the wilderness empowered in terms of experience. Release. Jesus, in his own journey, had breakthrough. And what happened to him in the wilderness is he remembered that he was the Beloved, as he was being led about by the Spirit, as he stood on the Word of God alone. We'll talk about that some probably next week. He was experiencing what it was like to become an overcomer in intense battle. He was learning how to be led by the Spirit in intense battles that he had never experienced before, because it was a time of preparation and impartation for him to experience breakthrough into the more that God had prepared for him. His story is your story. His story is my story. The wildernesses take on different forms, don't they? It can be a chosen wilderness. You can choose, I mentioned in the devotional day, to go on a fast and deprive yourself of human comforts like food, or maybe go isolate yourself. That's a chosen wilderness. You just kind of walk into that. But most of the time, you're thrown into it without ever getting a vote. And I believe Jesus didn't have a clue this was going to happen. He just got thrown out there. The Holy Spirit just, I love that language. Usually it takes on the forms of things like battles. Could be stuff you're going through. Could be stuff that you love, people that you love very closely, and you can't detach yourself from them because you're one with them that they're going through. Of course, you do know that, right? If you're one with them, husband or wife, their stuff becomes your stuff. Their battle becomes your battle, like it or not, thrown into it. Or maybe things like rejection or loneliness. Maybe disappointment or abandonment. Maybe being misunderstood. Maybe being slandered. Maybe something physical, financial, external stresses. Maybe grief of a lost one. We live in a fallen world. These things go on. And as one person mentioned, maybe it's just subtle things that seem really dull that you'd really be embarrassed to tell anybody is a hard place, but it's a hard place for you. But here's the one thing for sure. You're going through it alone, just like Jesus did. You may be sharing it with your accountability partners and your prayer chain, and people may be speaking into your life, but you carry all night between your breast this pouch of myrrh. Nobody can really, really understand, because they can't get inside your emotions and don't know what at all you feel. But I can say this to you. Jesus was cast into that wilderness because he was the Beloved. Here's the one thing I can say. Why are you going through it? Why did you get thrust into it? Because he loves you. That's one thing you have to hold on to. As you're being assaulted, you don't have to understand everything else. The fact that he loves you. He's already established before you ever went through it that you're the Beloved. That's not in question. You're the Beloved. And the beloved, Jesus, if he got cast in, if he got hurled into the wilderness, so will you and I, as the beloved. And you're enabled by the Holy Spirit to walk through it. And he's trying to teach you things because, you see, he's heard something from your heart. I want the more, Lord. I want to walk in your purposes at the highest level. I want to live as an overcomer, and I want to be used by you to overcome the works of the devil and the lives of others. And the Lord said, really? Phew, there you go. Because it's only there, like David. Remember when David had to face Goliath and Saul wanted him to wear his armor that he had worn in battle? David put it on and it was so heavy he couldn't walk. He's just a kid. And David looked at him and basically said, no, I've got my own armor that I learned to wear in the lonely places of conflict and battle on the hillsides of Palestine. Where with just a slingshot in my hand, bears and lions and tigers, oh my, were defeated. I learned to trust him. I learned to be an overcomer. I was prepared for the Goliaths in the places of lonely conflict. It's because he loves you. And because he's answering your prayers for the more. And it's in the wilderness that he prepares you for the breakthrough on the other side. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.